Where are you from?
I'm from England. I'm Indian, but live in England.
Oh, okay.
In Manchester.
Okay. And how long have you been here in Thailand?
Nearly a month.
A month?
For 15 days. Last 15 days I'm in the temple.
Mm. Where?
วัดป่าภูกระแทหลวงพ่อทองคูณเจ้าค่ะ
อ๋อที่มาเมื่อวานเห็นคือมาเมื่อวานเจ้าค่ะรถเต็มเจเลยไม่ได้มาด้วยเจ้าค่ะ Okay. So, what do you want to know?
I need to learn more meditation and more Buddhism.
More meditation?
No, I see more Buddhism.
Buddhism. Yes, ask me the question you want to know. Huh?
I never asked before, I don't know what to ask, but...
What kind of work you do in England?
I used to do supply wines and beers on the restaurant and pubs and clubs. Last 5 years, I just sold my business and just changed. I did 17 years, and now I'm just doing bibs and bobs, like forex trading.
Mm. So have you been to the monasteries in England?
Yeah, one in Manchester, in Bolton.
Oh. But not to Harnham, Newcastle, London, Amravati, or Chithurst.
No, I've never been there.
And for 5 years, you stopped selling.
Stopped selling alcohol.
And drinking alcohol.
No, very very occasionally, not drinking. You know, in England, drunk and drive very strong government, you know, so can't drive with drunk.
By one glass of beer, Germany the same. You have a wife and kids?
In 15, I had a divorce, so there's the breakup, so I have to sell everything and go. I got one son.
You've got one son?
Yeah. His now is 21.
Oh. So, how long have you been divorced?
2015.
7 years. Your wife was also Indian, no?
In England. No, all are, yeah, in India, but all are living
in
England.
Yeah. So what do you want to do with your life?
I can't make any decisions, so I need to learn what to do with my future life.
I mean, from also, you know, when you were brought up in an Indian family, huh? Your father and mother were Indian.
My father most of the time live in England.
Yeah. Doesn't matter, but they still give you the culture of Indian culture.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know about rebirth. Yeah. You know about karma.
Karma, yes.
Yeah. So, whatever you do unto others, others will do unto you.
Yes.
And whatever you have, whatever others do unto you, you have done unto others.
But that's
difficult, I know. That means whatever happens to you, you know, be it good or be it bad, you know, I mean, that is your karma.
Yes, end of the day, I have to pay. So now 5 years, I'm thinking how to clean my, you know, bad karma, and thinking karma coming in the many years, in coming years. So.
Yeah. Cleaning the mind, you know, the first thing is, you know, how to clean the mind is keeping the five precepts. Yeah? You know the five precepts, huh? Not harming any living being. Not taking what is not given. No sexual misconduct. That means not only, you know, not only when you're married, having a second wife, but also, you know, the relationship between employer and employee is also sexual misconduct, between father and daughter, so sexual misconduct, and teacher and student is also sexual misconduct. No lies, no harsh speech. Yes, it's comfortable. That's the fourth precept. And the fifth, no alcohol, no drugs.
I don't smoke, and up to now I'm never.
Is okay.
No smoke, no alcohol.
Weed.
No weed. No, I don't. Up to now, I didn't never try. So
drugs, yeah. But beer and wine is also alcohol, yeah.
Occasionally, not regular. I don't drink regular. When I'm in India as well, I don't drink. And sometimes, like, you know, Christmas, yeah, some parties, you know, birthday party, something like that. But not regular.
Even if a little bit, you know, I mean, one does things that one regrets later. One says things, you know, that are not correct. It's all this. Another five precepts. Why do we have the five precepts? If we keep the five precepts, that guarantees us that we can come back as a human being. Yeah, we don't want to go and be born as an animal. Yeah? We don't want to be born as a ghost. Yeah, and we don't want to be born as a demon or in the hell realm. There are lots of people in the hell realm. And we have been to hell. Very often. So the five precepts are, is our basis, from where we can start in meditation. Yeah? And meditation is about, you know, there are two parts, It's samatha, and vipassana. And samatha is getting the mind calm. So we use either anapanasati, or we use word putu. And whenever the mind goes out, we just pull it back to the Buddha, or just pull it back to the breath, knowing the breath goes in, knowing the breath goes out, knowing that the breath is deep or shallow. Kachai pasankit me? Me kachai. Huh?
My kachai chakhap.
You, pan yo nai, pinongbua.
Yo nai nongbua chakhap.
ปกติ ไป วัด ปู กระเท เนาะ
วัด ป่า ปู กระเท เจ้าค่ะ
Yeah, and we do this, you know, until the mind gets calm. Until there is no more thoughts and there is no memories coming up. When there is no more thoughts and no more memories, there is no future, there is no past. There's no worries, there's no loneliness, there's nothing, there's just happiness. However, when we get out, you know, everything is the same. Nothing has changed. That's why we need to use vipassana. And vipassana is investigation. And what do we investigate? First we investigate the first khanda, rupa. Because there are five khandhas that we are attached to, or that we like to play around with. That's rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vinyana. So that is the body, that is feeling, that is memory, association, and thoughts, and consciousness. We use it all the time. It's also tuple. Yeah? But they are not me, they are not mine, and they are not myself. They don't belong to me. A body isn't just a body. Just like when you drive a car, you know, the car is the car and the driver is the driver. Yeah? And the chitta is the driver. Yeah? And the chitta drives good or drives bad, yeah? And that's how the car looks then. Yeah? And that is how our body looks, yeah? If you take care of our body, you know, the body looks good. You know, if you don't take care of our body, the body looks bad, yeah? But not in this life. Yeah? It's the result of our previous lives, you know, that make this body. Yeah? That is a problem that a lot of people don't see. Yeah? I mean, whatever we have done in our previous life, yeah, we will receive in this life. Yeah? And whatever we do in this life, we don't get it, you know. Huh? We will receive it in our next life. It takes time to ripen. Yeah? Some of the karma ripens relatively fast, yeah, and other karma, you know, take very long to ripen. Yeah? So this is something that we have to understand. Yeah? Even now, you know, I mean, even now, if we are very generous, that doesn't mean that we get rich. Yeah. But in the next life you will get rich, yeah, if you are very generous, yeah. But people don't want to wait. Yeah. They go to the temple, they give some money, you know, and when they go out of the temple they buy lottery tickets, huh? Kachai mai wat le tampun na tampun ti wat na wala ok chak wat le se lottery la. เป็นไปไม่ได้ถามชาวนาวันนี้กบลูกเขาก็ตอนเย็นก็กินไม่ได้นะก็ต้องรอยังหน่อย6เดือนนะปุ่นก็บาปนะที่คงเอาสั่งมาก็ต้องรอชาตินะเข้าใจไหม
เข้าใจ
ยังไม่เข้าใจมันอาจจะเข้าสมองแต่ยังไม่เข้าใจยังไม่ลงในใจ so that is, you know, that is the most important thing, yeah. The five khandhas, yeah, always, you know, always remind yourself, yeah, feeling, yeah, I mean there is a feeling, yeah? We say I feel like this, I feel like that, yeah, no, there is a feeling and it arises and ceases. All these khandhas arise and cease, thoughts arise and cease, yeah. They are not me, they are just around, just like these, you know, just like the trees, you know, they grow and die, yeah? Our body grows and dies, yeah? So, why do we attach so much? But we attach also to our car, yeah? We have a car, we love it, you know, and we don't want, you know, any harm to it, yeah? But sooner or later it goes broke, yeah? Yeah? It breaks down, you know, and then we repair it a few times, you know, and then it cannot be repaired anymore. Then we have to throw it away, yeah? Just like with this body. Yeah? How old are you? 45 or 50?
57.
57, yeah? Yeah? The older you get, the more often you need to go to the doctor. Yeah? And sometimes, you know, you need to go to the hospital and then you have an operation and then they open your body and take one part out and put a new part in. Just the same way. So, I mean, this attachment to the body, yeah, it is the most important thing. And so when we do vipassana, we investigate this body, the attachment to the body. Yeah? What is there? Yeah? Put it in front of you or get out of the body and look at the body, you know, and see that the body is not you. Just like, you know, you get out of the car and look at the car and see, hey, I'm not the car. Yeah. But the problem is we were born in the car and we die in the car and then we think, of course, we are the car. And everything in this world, you know, turns around the body. Yeah? We do everything for the comfort of the body. Yeah? We take medicine because there is pain, yeah? And we eat food because there is the pain of hunger, yeah, and we drink because there is the pain, yeah. And when we drink alcohol, you know, there is the pain of, you know, bad feelings, yeah. That's why we drink, yeah? We don't want to know these things, yeah? Yeah? So we don't want to know the first noble truth, yeah? Dukkha. Yeah? And the first noble truth is dukkha. It is all discomfort, this ease, you know, pain, suffering, whatever you call it, yeah? Yeah? And very small restlessness, even the restlessness, you know, is dukkha. Yeah? And the better we understand the first noble truth, the more motivation we have to find the way out, yeah? The second noble truth is, you know, where does the dukkha come from? From our desires, yeah? Wanting something or not wanting something, yeah? People think only, yeah, wanting something, you know, creates dukkha. Not wanting something, yeah? Yeah? Creates dukkha as well, yeah? That's why you separated with your wife, yeah? You don't want to see her anymore, or she doesn't want to see you anymore, yeah? Yeah? That's a form of dukkha, yeah? The third noble truth, you know, is just a happy statement that there is an end of dukkha. And the fourth noble truth is that what we practice, what I told you before, yeah? Sila, Samadhi, Panya. Yeah? Sila, the five precepts. Samadhi, the ability to concentrate, yeah, on one point, yeah? Be it the breath or be it the Buddha, yeah? And Panya is wisdom, developing wisdom through investigation with vipassana. That's all what you need to know. Now you can ask questions if you have any.
How can I come out from my all this dukkha?
What?
How can I come out from this my, you know, dukkha?
Yeah, I mean, we have to go through dukkha.
You know, all this suffering. Not
what?
Suffering. You know, suffering?
Suffering.
Yeah, suffering. Mm. Yeah. How can I come out?
Yeah, I mean, suffering, you know, you stop, first of all, you stop with samatha, then there's no suffering. Yeah? I mean, where does suffering come from? It comes from feelings, it comes from thoughts, and it comes from memories. So if you stop thoughts and memories, there's no suffering. Yeah? And then you go back, you know, I mean, once you're calm, then you investigate it, yeah? I mean, most of the suffering comes from our body, yeah? Yeah? From our body and senses. There's something that we like to see, or there's something we don't like to see. There's something we like to hear, and there's something we don't like to hear. There's something we like to eat, and there's something we don't like to eat, yeah? It's most of the time it's the senses. It's the senses of touch. It's the senses of, yeah? All these things, yeah? So you have to investigate it, yeah? Yeah? So, I mean, if there is suffering, then you say there is suffering in what came before suffering. A thought. Which kind of thought? Which kind of memory? What came before this thought, yeah? So you have to roll back, you know, until you find, yeah? In England, you don't have avalanches, yeah, but if you go to the mountains in Switzerland, I mean, you drop a stone, you know, and then it rolls down with each rolling down, it takes on snow, yeah? And the sooner we catch that stone, you know, I mean, the less suffering we have, yeah? If it rolls down the whole hill, you know, I mean, it just blasts us away, yeah? And that is suffering, yeah? So you have to find it out as soon as possible, you know, when it starts, you know. And it comes very slowly, you know. when you meditate, when you are aware of what is going on, then it comes very slowly, and then you can just replace it with Buddha, or replace it with your attached with the breath, you know, with anapanasati. Yeah? And then after a while, you investigate where this comes from. But sometimes you don't have to investigate, you just accept it and let it go, yeah? I mean, it's a longing, it's a desire, you know, for things that you don't have, yeah? I mean, when you reach Upachara Samadhi, there's nothing that you desire, because you're complete, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, so... I mean, when you go back, you know, what is it that you desire for and what does it bring? You never investigate it, you know, whatever you do, what kind of results does it have? We just do things. Eh? Just like little children, you know, just play around, yeah? Hmm? And they never check out, you know, if it has some good effect or some bad effect, yeah? If it is a wholesome action or an unwholesome action, yeah? This we have to see, yeah? Otherwise we constantly stumble in a hole, yeah? It's just like, you know, in Manchester, you know, on the block where you're living the street to your work, you know, they just opened a big hole, opened the street, you know, and because you walk for 20 years always the same way, you will always fall into this hole, yeah? Because you don't reflect, you know, maybe I should wait, go another path, yeah? And then I don't fall into the hole, yeah? So we do things, you know, but we don't reflect about it. So a very good way, you know, how to be able to see what we are doing and what kind of results is the daily reflection, huh? Where we go, you know, when we after our meditation, when we get calm, yeah? I mean, we let the day pass by, yeah? So what kind of thought, what kind of memory did I wake up? What did I do then? With what kind of feelings, memories or thoughts, yeah? And so on, until we come to the present moment, yeah? And then you see the result, yeah? But you don't want to, yeah? Yeah, but this you have to force on you, yeah? Otherwise, nothing will change, yeah? Yeah? If you always go the same way, you always fall in the hole, yeah? Yeah? So you have to, yeah, for people you're living in the lay life, you know, this daily reflection, if they do it, you know, I mean, it is the most helpful. It gets lots of things out of the way. Yeah? Not everything, but a lot of things. Yeah? So you can live much easier, yeah? Because you see what you're doing. Yeah? People don't see, they are blind, yeah? Yeah? That's why the Lord Buddha said, you know, open your eyes, yeah? No, I don't want to see, yeah? When you live in Manchester, you know, you don't want to see these beggars, you know, I mean, on the street, yeah?
That's right,
yeah. Huh? No. You look the other way, huh? You don't want to see the suffering of other people, huh? Or you don't even want to see, you know, suffering, you know, if your parents are still alive and when they are sick, you don't want to see it, yeah?
My parents are both.
Well, you hope that they are there. Maybe they are down there and wait for you to come down as well. We don't know where the people are going, most of us. So that is what you can do, yeah? I mean, you sit, you know, you sit or do walking meditation. When you're in the monastery, you have a walking path, yeah? I mean, you just walk this path and, you know, So this path I want to be with the breath or with the Buddha, yeah? At the end of the path, before you turn around, said, was I with the Buddha, yeah? And then the next thing is, okay, this next path, I'll be with the Buddha, yeah? You have to get the mind calm, otherwise you don't see anything. It is opening our inner eyes, yeah? I mean, the outer eyes are open all the time, yeah? But, yeah, the inner eyes is closed, yeah? Okay?